Arizona homeowners. Going into Hour 3, Chapter 3 of Rosie on the House this Saturday morning. We like to think of Rosie on the House as every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Consider us your weekend wake-up call. Get you started 4 hours every weekend. Get you informed and educated and protected. That's how we become your best friend. Now we've got open hour. You can give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. As I start a conversation with a special guest and friend I've invited in the studio this morning, we'll take any calls you have about any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. But in particular this hour, with Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions, I wanted to bring him in and let's educate our homeowners a little bit about an invisible component they could possibly be living with. Let's talk radon. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rosie.
Appreciate you coming in.
You bet.
Radon. What? Define radon. What is it?
Radon is a radioactive gas that basically occurs from the decay of uranium. Uranium goes through several decay processes from uranium to lead, and one of those is radon. It's a noble gas, and you can't smell it, you can't see it, you can't taste it, but it does cause problems.
Almost, it's 100% undetectable by the human body.
Correct. There's no way a human being could know if there's radon.
How was radon pollution, indoor radon pollution, discovered?
Many years ago, there was a guy working at a nuclear facility, and of course they test them with Geiger counters when they go out and when they come back to make sure that they haven't had too high a doses. And this guy went home for the weekend and came back, and they tested him, and he rang off the chart
on the way in.
On the way in. And so they thought, well, we got to go to this guy's house and see what's going on. And lo and behold, they did an investigation, and that's how they figured this out. That was back in the 80s.
All right. So I don't live in an area that is particularly uranium laden. So why is it an issue?
Well, that's one of the myths. First of all, uranium is all throughout the earth, down towards the farther down in the crust you go. So it's everywhere, and it decays. It has a half-life of 4.5 billion years, which means half of it is decayed.
Oops.
Yeah.
And you can't just spray it with something to make it go away.
No. So it becomes a gas and rises up all throughout the earth, some places more than others.
The problem is out in the environment, you're experiencing it, but it's diluted to the point.
Correct.
It's non-lethal.
Correct. Out in the environment, the average air content is 1.3 picocuries per liter. Picocurie is a billionth of a curie per liter of gas. That is relatively safe. It's when you get buildups inside of a structure that cause a problem.
We build these weather-tight, airtight, moisture-tight homes to control our indoor living environment, and somehow, some way, we have a subsurface radon leak into the house.
Right. Well, that actually facilitates the problem. Nowadays, when you build these more energy-tight houses, you create a more of an action to create suction through the foundation, and that's how the radon gets in, typically from the soil, in through tiny cracks and through the pores of the concrete. It does come up into the house through what they call the stack effect, which makes the hot air move up into the attic, and then it's got to replace that with something. Well, it pulls it from the soil around you.
And I've seen numbers that vary quite a bit about how lethal this radon gas in homes really is. I mean, it's causing thousands of deaths a year.
Correct. 21,000 deaths a year, according to the EPA, which is more than drunk drivers.
If you know someone who died of lung cancer and never smoked in their life, radon pollution could have been a primary contributing factor.
Yeah, it's very likely that that's the case.
Yeah. So a lot of people say they're not sure radon's a problem in their area.
Yeah, you know, the EPA puts out these maps, you know, and they have zone 1, zone 2, and zone 3, and people think, oh, well, I'm in the zone that doesn't have anything. But the truth of it is that you can get radon anywhere. We had a house down in Tucson out in the middle of the dusty old desert, nowhere near granite, in the very lowest thought of area, and it had 40 picocuries per liter. That's 10 times the limit that's allowed by the EPA for safe living.
This document you brought in this morning, the education on radon, that's available for a download.
That's correct. It's at epa.gov/radon, and it's free. You can download it for free, or you can actually ask them to send it to you as a publication. It's a great document. It really goes through everything that you need to know about radon.
Okay. And so we've started the story here with kind of all the bad news. Radon, an undetectable radioactive gas that can kill you.
Correct.
We usually don't start our show with that kind of tone, Bob.
Good way to be optimistic first thing in the morning.
We call our show the Weekend Gentle Wake-Up Call, okay? We don't like to use these scare tactics. A lot of the problem, one of the myths, I think, is... Well, you can download this document. It'll kind of guide you through it. It's a free document. But testing, how do you determine whether your home may be one of the homes polluted with this radon infiltrating gas?
Well, here we come to the good news.
Yes.
Because testing is really, really easy. You can use a charcoal canister. There's about 7 or 8 different ways, but the easiest and simplest way is a charcoal canister. And when we go do a foundation investigation for anybody for any reason, I just include free of charge a radon testing kit because I think it's the right thing to do. Every home should be tested according to the EPA, the CDC, and the Surgeon General. Every home. Well, why not do it? It's cheap and easy.
It's really cheap. I mean, who's this fellow, the Arizona Radiation Arizona Radiation Regulatory Agency.
That's right. Rich Baker.
Okay.
Met with him the other day.
There's even an agency. This is so big. Wow.
Yeah, that's right. And he's in charge of, you know, all the radiation regulatory issues. So like if they're transporting radiation, you know, to and from through the state, he's in charge of making sure that there's no problems. He's in charge of all the radiation outside of Palo Verde, not inside the plant, and, of course, radon.
And as I understand it, you can actually get the kits. You can order them online.
Correct.
Will he send you a kit?
That's right. He tells me that if anybody calls his office, he will supply them free.
Okay. So, and what exactly are they, Bob?
They're charcoal. Okay. So as we mentioned, radon is a noble gas, which means it's not electrically positive or negative charged, along with all the other noble gases. And so you can't really test for radon itself, but as it goes through the decay process, it sends off gamma radiation and also alpha particles. And those various daughter products can be trapped and tested. And so those particles will get caught in these charcoal things. And then you send that into the lab and they look at how much very minute radiation is in it. And then they determine the level of radiation in the house from those charcoal canisters.
And I imagine they come with the directions on where to place them in the house. And I don't imagine you put them right next to any kind of a ductwork supply or return air register.
Right. I mean, there's very specific rules, you know, 20 inches off the floor, you know, 3 feet from any window, 12 inches from the wall, not under a vent, not in a room that has a lot of humidity, like a bathroom or a kitchen. And of course, you want to put it in the lowest lived in levels of the house. So if you have a basement livable area, you want to put it down there. If you have a crawl space underneath the house where nobody lives, you don't need to do that area.
Okay. And so you have the canister, and it's set up in the home according to the instructions. And then what?
Well, you set it out for 2 days. Now, you need to make sure that you have closed house conditions for 12 hours beforehand, okay? So that doesn't mean you can't, like, go in and out. That just means don't open up the windows and leave them that way. You can walk in and out and do normal activities, leave your air conditioning on, do whatever you want to do normally. Just don't leave the windows open.
Set the canister appropriately and leave it for
20 or 48 hours.
Okay.
And then the key is, here's the key. As soon as you get done with the test, Don't dilly-dally around. Send it in, because if you wait a day or so, all that radiation has half-lives, and so it's going and going and going, and you're not sending it in. And they can still calculate, you know, but the accuracy gets way down as you get to these smaller levels due to the half-life decay.
Okay. So you can contact Mr. Baker.
Correct.
Have a kit sent to you.
Correct.
For free.
That's right.
Follow the instructions very carefully. Mm-hmm. Get it tested for 48 hours. Get it mailed in, and the results will be mailed back to you.
Yeah, they'll usually email it, but they can physically mail it. And I should say that if you're ever getting a foundation investigation by our team, we're going to supply it free as well.
And that was my next point. Now, that's for somebody that really feels like they want to do all of that themselves.
Okay? Correct.
And then educate themselves as to what a picoliter is in the first place, and then how many is dangerous, and what does the EPA recommend, and what's the danger level, and where's the threshold, and then what do I do if I am over that threshold? Let's talk a little bit about that. Now, that's if you want to do it all yourself. But y'all will conduct this test.
Right. And we also have a continuous monitor that we set in people's houses, and it monitors the level and gives a printout of hour by hour what the level is in the house. And we use those typically for real estate transactions where we need to have a record of it to supply to somebody.
Real estate transactions. I've actually heard that's a great reason not to get your house radon tested.
Yeah. A lot of realtors and people have the mindset that they're at risk of having their escrow blown up, their closing all fall apart because of radon. But the truth of it is that's a really a big myth.
And it's not just the realtors. The homeowners say,
right.
I don't
want to
get tested. Hey, I've been living here for 10 years. I'm fine. I don't want to find out if I have radon or not.
Join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.